We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. Real quick, you need to hit us up, all right? It's bpscrasher@gmail.com. I got a couple of emails from some people that emailed us about some things we'll get to in a minute. Also, we take the text messages, 402-915-0962. And if you want to become a party crasher, go to bigpartyshow.com and sign up because you're going to need that to go there anyway. Put it this way. You're going to go there now because you're going to put in the word, the keyword, Whiskey Fest.
Ooh. Not
minus whiskey. The fest. Whiskey.
Whiskey.
Whiskey. Whiskey. W-H-I-S-K-E-Y.
Yes. Whiskey. We send some cool stuff with that. So just go ahead. You know, there'll be an option here if you want to become a party crasher and stuff. So, yeah, sign up. Otherwise, you're going to be missing out on stuff. That's all we're saying.
You don't want to miss out.
No, you do not. All right. We're going to get motivated. We're going to kick this off right now. Molly, I don't know what to do. Do you want to choose? Because I have A, B, and C.
Do you last have a preference?
I don't have a preference. It's all okay. Fun to me, but these are all different types of motivational or demotivational. So it depends on how you want to kick off the weekend. So I don't know. A, B, or C. Last time you picked demotivational. All right. That was the one you picked.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, last time you did, but
demotivational quotes.
And again.
If at first you don't succeed, it's probably never going to happen. If you never believe in yourself, you will never let yourself down.
Amen.
True love is when two people lower their standards just the right amount. If you will keep following your dreams, they're going to file a restraining order. Before you can love someone else, you have to learn to love yourself. So there's no chance of that happening. The best things in life are actually really expensive.
It's true.
Don't hate someone for what they look like on the outside. Hate them for what a piece of shit they are on the inside.
Way to go into the weekend, Molly.
I feel motivated. I get such a giggle out of those that you'd pick. Yeah. I mean, it's so fantastic because it's like it taps into your like, yeah. I mean, what's the point? And especially like on a Friday when you've just had a week.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, what's the point? Crack a beer. Let's go.
I'll end with the motivational, though, today to kick you off in the weekend. Because I don't want people going, I'm going to tune in so I can be demotivated and sad for the rest of the weekend. You know,
not if you're listening to the rest of the show.
No, I mean, that's you'll the get whole to thing. It. You will get to it for sure. All right. So I got a couple emails real quick.
Okay.
First of all, we talked about the dead pig, the pig that they put out. Remember my niece
fetal
and nephew?
Pig that you do for like class where you dissect.
Yes. Where you dissect. And so we got an email on that said Decaying Pig titled. Very nice. It's from Krista. She wanted to let us know that at Westside High School, our forensic class does put a pig out. They have a forensic class.
CSI?
Yes, they do. I guess they do. It's a science class. They do put a pig outside and visits it often to watch the decaying process as part of a curriculum for the class.
Creepy.
So they're wondering if my niece and nephew went to Westside. Yes, they did. They did go to Westside.
Okay, so then that must be part of it.
Yeah, so they're early. I mean, the only thing that forensic does in the end is when they find dead bodies out in wherever.
Right. And they're like, it's been dead for this long, and this is how it died, and look at this incision, and this is how big the knife was. That's what I always think. It's like, but of course – keep in mind that I'm coming out of all of this from Law and Order marathons that I'm usually watching hungover.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just.
So that's what they're doing there. How crazy is that? They're teaching kids to, by using a decaying pig.
Heads up, serial killers.
Oh, my God.
There's a whole new class of people coming after you.
Yeah, because I responded to her. I was like, oh, my God, they did go to school. I need to do that at my own home. And she goes, put it by the pool. Sick. I don't even know what the hell that would smell like. But we also got a Maggie a shout us a message that thought of a party this morning when a coworker used the bathroom phrase, drop the kids off at the pool. Because we, you know, do what is that poop word of the day? I don't know.
Exactly.
And she said, party, I knew you'd enjoy it. Molly, I'm sorry. Okay. So, yeah, drop us messages if you've got messages. And then, And real quick, I just got word that we got a new merch drop coming Monday.
Yes.
It's a Husker shirt. We have a live Facebook happy hour tonight. Last night. And we showed it there. But I'll make sure I get it out there for you guys. You're going to want this shirt. I guarantee the 100%, and it will go fast. Mm-hmm. I know this. And so, yeah, look forward to that puppy. That'll be coming. But you can get to everything, of course, at bigpartyshow.com. You know what? I slapped a mosquito. I have a dumb question today.
Okay.
I slapped a mosquito on my arm. I was sitting out back, right? Actually, he just landed, so he wasn't sucking my blood.
Okay.
So I slapped him, right? I haven't been bitten. And it was a big, giant thing of blood. So.
That was from somebody else.
That's what I wanted to ask. Because I went inside. I said, Wylene, look at this. It's a giant thing of blood that I slapped a mosquito and he just popped on me. And she's like, oh, he's been sucking on your blood. I'm like, no, he wasn't.
That's from someone else. That's so gross.
What the what is that?
I don't know.
Okay, so I was right. Because that's what I wanted to ask you. I know it's a dumb question, but I wanted to go, do mosquitoes always have blood like that? Like,
no, he must have just fed on something.
Something.
Are you sure he didn't feed on another part of you and then was just circling back? Okay.
No, he didn't. I just got out there.
Wow.
Sat down, saw this thing buzzing around, landed on my arm, and then I went, you know, I slapped him.
Sure.
And then it went, poof, there's blood everywhere. And I'm like, what? That is the grossest thing.
So sick. Mosquitoes are just so gross.
They are.
Flying vampires. I mean, seriously, they're just, the fact that they like live off of blood, like this is the stuff of nightmares.
I've heard of people squeezing when they bite you, they squeeze it. You're like your arm. So you tighten the skin. And then if you do it right, you just squeeze it and they can't stop drinking. Have you not heard of this?
No.
Yeah. They explode.
I don't want them exploding from sucking on me too hard. No.
Yeah.
Did you see that it's like, I didn't even realize this. There was a headline that came up. I mean, consider the source. It was Instagram.
Okay.
But it's like tarantula season in Colorado.
Oh, is this when they have the parade of tarantulas? The ground is moving. I've seen pictures and videos. That's where nightmares are coming from. I mean, that's where they come from. That's awful. Well, but that's what they do, I guess, right?
They migrate, I guess. But I was just – the reason I thought of you was because you and Wylene have spent time in Colorado, and I'm like, have you seen tarantulas? Like, I'm always there in winter. Like, when I'm usually in Colorado or in the past, it's been skiing, winter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zero tarantulas.
Zero.
Zero chance of tarantulas. You know, I mean, it's not like you're checking your ski boots to see if there's a big furry spider in there.
No, I haven't seen them. I mean, I see them around my yard, not tarantulas, but these giant things that make webs. Like, yes, we were on the phone the other day, and I was, as I was walking on in the patio.
Yes.
One had decided to put a giant web face level.
Oh.
So I can walk, if I wanted to, I could walk right into it if I wasn't paying attention. So it's bizarre because I've seen those type of spiders, and everyone knows what I'm talking about. There's those big, big thing, gross things with the
like wolf spiders. Design.
No, they're like the ones that sit in the middle of the web. I'll get a photo. I have a couple of them.
Don't worry.
I was on the phone with
it's
you.
Okay.
I was on the phone with you, and I said, "Hey, there's a giant spider. It's face level because they never do that. Daylight, they go hide in a corner and sleep. Yeah. And they actually clean up their web. They take their web with them. And then they come back out and do it again in the same spot. But this is the middle of the day. And remember I said, oh, my God, there's a spider right there in right yes. in my face. And you said what? That means you have money coming at you?
Yes. Spiders mean money.
They do?
Yeah, that means money's coming your way. That's why you're not supposed to kill them.
Oh, you're I don't. To, like, I move them.
I'm very superstitious about spiders. For two reasons. One, there's like this thing where apparently it means money. Money's coming okay. your way. And then the other thing is there's this like, I think it's Jamaican or Caribbean legend or like from Africa, the idea of the Anastasi, where it's like this spider god. And if you kill a spider, like if you ever come across this god, like it's like you killed one of their people. So you're okay. supposed to like be nice to spiders and let them go. And that'll be like save your butt if you ever run into this spider god.
Sounds crazy to me.
This is the stuff that like goes through my brain.
I guess so. So is there a movie after that? Or there should be, right? I mean, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, there was spider a god. Television show. And then they've had the character where anybody can email us. Like maybe I know that I'm not getting it factually correct. That like okay. that
BPS Crasher@gmail.com.
On account of the fact that there was this show on Starz called American Gods, and he was one yeah. of the gods on there, and that was the idea of like they came across somebody. And he's like, "You've killed spiders." So okay. I'm like, "Oh, I always let spiders go if I can. I don't kill them if I have to." Unless I absolutely have to, or it's an accident, I okay. capture them and take them outside. It is well, made these fun are of in my house.
These are outside spiders anyway. I rarely see spiders in our house. These are giant spiders that have giant nets, webs.
Yeah,
I call them nets because they look like
they do
like webs, and they're so big, Molly, that they're webs. If you walk into one strand, it's like a piece of fishing line.
Oh,
it's that thick and strong. It wow. amazes me because I'm always like, God, I'm sure we developed something from webs, some type of technology, because these webs are pretty fantastic. And I figure that's the reason why when they leave, a lot of times they take their web with them and then bring it back out. Well, the only way I say that because I've seen them do it. I'm not a spider scientist.
Yeah, because I don't think they always take their webs away.
It depends on the spider, I think. And yeah, the only reason why I say that is because I was mowing one time and there was a giant one right there. And I think he was trying to get away or whatever, because I think he knew what was happening. I was coming away and I was going to get rid of him. And then by the time I got back over there,
yeah.
he had removed the whole nets, the whole web, and took it with him. And so sometimes at night, in the morning, I'll see them take these webs
okay.
away. But I've also cleaned the webs out. So maybe they think, oh, my God, if this guy
comes
back.
If I leave it out here,
back,
this guy's just going to go ahead yeah. and trash it. Put We're all this work spiders. Into it. This Way guy just comes credit. Along and acts like it's no big deal. It's like the equivalent of going into a city and like leveling a skyscraper.
Sure,
and you're like,
sure.
What? I was just cleaning up.
Uh-huh.
He's like, this is my house.
Yeah,
I live here.
God, when I was a kid, I used to – now we're getting into spider talk. But what was that spider that you said, a wolf spider? They're the ones that are in the holes. They make that web
I
hole.
So.
Those are like the scariest ones to me because they're hiding in the darkness. And when something comes in their web, then it runs out and takes care of business. I used to capture any type of bug I could and
really?
Throw it in there. Throw it in there and just watch. You know.
Oh my God, what kind of darkness is that? You're like, what's the spider going to do?
I had no one to play with. It's yeah.
like, what did I ever do?
I'm feeding like, them. So
entertainment.
Yeah, entertainment. All right, so Chicago Bears, I saw in the news today. And by the way, Travis Kelce's also talking about his wedding. He's starting to talk a little bit. So I don't know how
like Taylor's he's going to have anything
I just saw
to say.
Something. Exactly.
He'd be Brian
basically
actually.
Jimmy Fallon was on their podcast and he asked okay. him about the planning. Is he planning? Are you going to have a DJ? I'm like, what kind of questions? You know, he's not going to have a DJ.
I mean, unless it's just playing all of his wife's songs.
But then he does like going to clubs in Vegas. But yeah, he said they're both music, live music type people. So he's kind of
picked to play. It
that's
that
what
way.
I was going to ask. I'm like, if it's going to be live music, who do you think? Now, you don't want to I guess they can do whatever you want, but you don't want to have a giant wedding with just filled with musicians, right? It's like when I was getting married, we were going to have Nikki Boulay come to the wedding, but I didn't want her to perform.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because she does weddings and all kinds of stuff, you know.
She played my wedding.
Yeah. And I didn't want her to perform. I wanted her to chill and just relax. I wonder if that would be the same thing, but I'm guessing any artist is going to want to perform at this thing, right? Everyone.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, I immediately think of, like, Ed Sheeran. She and Ed Sheeran are fans. Like, I'm sure Ed Sheeran would want to jump up and, like, play a couple songs. Like, how exciting, how cool and memorable that makes your reception. I think that if you had just a rotating, all the people that she's friends with that would just jump up there for one or two songs. And that's nothing to those guys. I mean, it's, you know, it's not a big heavy lift. It's not like calling on you and me, like saying a toast where it's like, we never do that. Yeah. So you're nervous about giving a toast. Cause you know, you're like, when's the last time I said anything in public? And then this is something like, they're like, I play stadiums. I can play this room.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That would be a fun little deal. Maybe just an empty stage with some, you know, instruments on it and just let them jump up there and at one given thing and just sing whatever, you know.
I mean, I think it would be cool. I would think that she's got so many, like, Haim could jump up there and Ed Sheeran could jump up there. Jack Antonoff, who's the guy from, is it Bon Iver that, like, he?
All of them. All of them and everyone's going to want to be at this thing, so I wonder how big it's going to be.
I know. Actually, I wonder if it's going to be.
You can't but not wonder. I mean, we just walked through and got force-fed that Amazon, Bezos, wedding of the century, which that's done now. That is no longer a wedding of the century.
No.
That was a celebrity, you know, glad hand party. This is going to be the wedding of the century for sure.
This is the one that you're going to want the invite to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't think I'd be surprised if they did some big top of a mountain blowout extravaganza. Like, I think that they'll do something showy, but quiet. Like, I think that they'll have something. They're both kind of big personalities.
Yeah.
But I think that they'll want to keep it on the down low as far as, like, maybe for their friends, but not something that's going to be blasted all over Access Hollywood type of thing. Like, she'll probably make a deal with Vogue magazine, like they all do, where Vogue gets the exclusive first look at the wedding dress. Like, a bunch of those big superstars do that. And then they'll have, like, a spread. But other than that, I think they'll keep it classy.
We'll see.
He's going to be such a bridezilla. That's the funny thing.
You think so? I think he's going to be a kept man.
No, he's going to be. Look at him wearing those short suits. He's got opinions.
Gross.
He's got ideas.
Everyone hated it.
I know. A man who walks out in public with that on the arm of his fiance obviously has some strong, like, honey, I'm going to go ahead and veto your veto and say I'm wearing it anyway.
I get he has fat. He thinks he has fashion. He has his own clothesline.
Sure.
You know, he sells it. I don't even know where he sells it, but he's got his own brand. Mm-hmm. And I looked it up and I'm like, all right, so you are wearing some of your stuff. But if you do notice, he rarely, if any, wears the same thing twice when you ever see him.
No, he's a princess. I am telling you, this guy is designing the suit. He's designing the groomsmen's outfits. He's going to have looks for he's like the rehearsal dinner. He's gonna. I guarantee you, he's gonna have an outfit change between the wedding and the reception. He will be that guy. Like, he will be the guy that's like, you know what? I want to switch it up for the reception. Like, anybody else is like, aren't you just gonna wear your suit? And he'll be like, no. I've got a whole reception look.
You think Kelsey's really going to?
Mark my words. What he walks down the aisle with will not be the thing that he's dancing to on the dance floor for. I guarantee you he loves to dance.
He'll slip into
like a silky shirt and pant, like and trousers. And that'll be the thing that he's out on the dance floor. He will be such a peacock during all of this. And she loves that about him because she,
I think so.
She loves clothes too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
they're,
not like
they're alike. They're the same, but they're just different. They're the same, but different people. They belong
very
together.
Similar. Yeah.
Yes, they very are in so many different ways. But you know that he's going to be following her around, and that's fine. I'm not saying, you know, to be a man and stand tall. Oof. I'm
her
just
career
saying.
Is
I
forever
mean,
him playing football. There's a window. You know what I'm saying?
And that window's coming to a quick close.
Right. So, like, unless he like pivots that. To like some other business venture. Which well, he's kind of doing with the clothes and the restaurant
yeah.
and all that, and the podcast with his brother. So he's diversifying.
But what I think he really wants, Molly, and this is going to put it right into the same category that you've been putting him in, and that's princess. He wants to be an actor.
Yes, he does.
That's his next big move. I've seen him in some stuff, and mm-hmm. I don't mind him. I think sometimes, like that Happy Gilmore 2, I think he was put in there for just a face because it didn't make sense. No one understood it. It's like, whatever, you're in it. But you know what? He's getting his chops in there.
He was in that American Horror Story spinoff. Yeah.
I didn't mind that either.
Where he played like the serial killer. Like he had a role. Like it wasn't just random nurse number two. Like he had a whole arc.
Because he was a male nurse, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
He
I didn't mind
a male
mind
nurse
him.
Who like, you know, was like, hey, I'm really Mr. Nice Guy. And he's keeping people in basements, you know, like that kind of
fun
so,
stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And don't you remember he did Saturday Night Live? He was really good on that, too.
I thought he was good on that, too.
Yeah.
I think he's good. I mean, look what he's – I mean, it's funny because when I saw this morning that Jimmy Fallon was on their deal, their podcast, mm-hmm. I thought to myself, God, everybody – there's not a single celebrity that has not been on that isn't huge.
Yeah.
We're talking about two football players, one retired, one plays for the Chiefs, and then you're talking about movie stars, comedians, Kevin Hart, all these other people that are all part of it. So those guys have somehow slid into that
they've
that,
done it.
They've done it. How insane is that? That's
you
crazy.
Also gotta think like wow. Think about this. The Rock. Who would have ever thought The Rock would be this like established, you know, sought after actor? He was a
That's
wrestler.
True.
And now he commands how much, and he does all sorts of movies. Same thing, John Cena. I mean, you look at some of these guys, and if they have the charisma and they've got the range, they can make a career in this. They're handsome. They're good looking. They already have a following. And it's just those people will buy tickets to see them.
I guess I'm just wondering, when is it my turn?
Right? What's standing in your way with that demotivation? What are dreams? They're going to get a restraining order against you.
Absolutely. All right. We got to hit A-list real quick. A-list report. What's going on with the stars? I did see Bieber. You had mentioned something about Bieber. What
Bieber's
I
getting
mean,
paid.
I
He's
saw
getting
this.
$10 million to do Coachella in April, $5 million bucks each weekend. And he negotiated that himself. You know, he's done with Scooter Braun, who was his manager for a long time. So he's like negotiating this stuff for himself.
And
they, I mean, this is a big payday. This is like bigger than most headliners get paid.
This is actually the amount of money because they put a plus behind that $10 million total. Okay. They're saying that that's the most money anyone's gotten paid for Coachella to headline, even more than Beyonce, the most, more than Lady Gaga. Yeah, that's what they're claiming right now. So
swinging, he had that new album out this summer in July, Swag, and then he had Swag 2 come out earlier this month. 44 tracks.
Oh wow, God. He's been working.
You're like, maybe some edits might be necessary. So
yeah,
he's definitely been working. So he's got that coming up. The other thing is Cardi B has a new album dropping. Am I the Drama? And that's coming out today, actually.
Okay.
So she's got that. But the other big news is she's pregnant with baby number 4.
Oh, my
God. With her new man.
Yeah.
So, you know, she
Wait
was
a minute.
With Offset for a long time.
She's not
time.
With Offset anymore? She's got 3 with Offset, didn't she?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was still Offset. Are you sure? She's got a new man?
Yeah. His name is Stefan Diggs. And Stefan Diggs, they just went like you know, social media official back in June.
Okay,
and now she's announcing that she is pregnant with his baby. So that's happening, which is kind of interesting on account of the fact that, like, dropping a new album and news that you're pregnant seems like a tough.
So he's all right. That's what I thought it was. He's a football player.
Oh, he is?
NFL. Yes.
Who does he play
for? Wow. He's played for the Patriots. Looks like the Vikings as well. Yeah. I thought I recognized the name. I didn't know she went to the sports. Look at her and Taylor.
I know. Football players. It's the it thing to have right now.
Are you dating
a football player? You should be.
I thought that was the name. Okay. All right.
So that's her new man.
I had no idea. Okay. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, she's got three kiddos with Offset. They've got Culture, who's 7, Wave, who's 4, and Blossom, who's 1. So, I mean, she's coming up. I mean, this is like baby palooza because she has a 1-year-old and she's expecting another one already. I'm like, damn, that makes me just, especially when you talk about 4.
Could you do 4?
You know what? She's got a ton of help. She's not out there. You know,
there's a lot of people I know that have more than, you know, 4 or 5 kids. And one guy, I remember talking to my buddy, he was like, Brian, he had said that if I can have as many as possible, I will. He goes, I love it. And I think now he has 4 or 5. And that was after he had 1. And I don't think he's done. I think he's just going to keep going. Like, Wylene is 1 of 7.
Yes.
There's a lot of those out there. And they didn't have help. Granted, they probably almost drove their parents out, you know, because there's 7's hard to do when they're, you know, boys and girls and stuff like that. I've also heard, well, if you have 2, it's no different with 3, 4, and 5.
Oh, no, it totally changes from 2 to 3. You go from one-on-one defense to zone. That's what everybody tells me. Yeah. They're like, you think it's going to be, because you go from 1 to 2 and you're kind of like, I can do this. And then 2 to 3, most of my friends have 3 kids. They're like, it's a game changer. Like there's like all of a sudden. And if you notice, a lot of times in families with 3, the 3rd is just an absolute like Tasmanian devil. Like it's always so funny. Like there's something about being the 3rd, like that your parents just can't keep on top of you because they're just so overworked with 1 and 2 that they're just like, excellent. Like they're always up to, something. Brock, are you the 3rd?
He's 1 of 3. Okay,
see?
You're the 3rd.
Naughty,
okay.
Naughty, naughty.
But that's the young.
Happens.
You're talking
look at
the
him.
Youngest.
He's like, no, I'm not. Let's talk to your mom. Find out. Your mom's like, I have a different story to tell.
So you're talking about the youngest of the 3, right?
Yeah, like the 3rd. The one that comes
the
in
3rd.
Last. The caboose.
Oh, God, yes. Because, what I understand is that the first child gets treated a little bit more stricter because you're learning. The mm-hmm. second one, you kind of got it down, but now you're being a little bit different towards how you're bringing that child up. And by the time the 3rd, 4th, 5th come, it's like you realize that, well, I don't have to do that anymore. Why don't we just let him do what he wants?
Well, there's also just like, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I was like when I talked to, I mean, they're getting out of it now, but like, especially when they're little and it's just mayhem, right?
Yeah, sure, sure.
You got little ones just crawling all over the place. And I mean, that 3rd is just like lying in wait. Like I can chill out. Like they're usually pretty chill as far as like they're used to the chaos because they were born into it.
Yeah.
But I think they can be kind of mischievous because it's like mom and dad aren't keeping quite the close eye that they were with 1 and 2. So there's a lot more wiggle room to get
into. It's expensive, though. I mean, here's a fun fact right here. LendingTree came out with a study just not long ago. The cost of raising 1 child costs now about $300,000 up to – that's over the age to 18. 1 child – that's, by the way, 25% over the last 2 years. $300,000 per child.
Yeah.
You have two.
Peter, yeah, we have a really funny story.
And you could have a giant mansion at the end of this one, but
so
yeah.
So this is the thing. So we were on vacation once, and the guy's like, oh, you know, like we were up in Michigan. He's like, oh, do you have a place up here? Because a lot of people from Chicago have places in Michigan.
Okay.
And Peter's like, no, you see those kids over there? That's my summer house, and that's my boat.
Absolutely.
It's like
100%.
You're looking at them.
And that's not, by the way, that those numbers, that's just the average. That's not, has nothing to do, I don't think, with, because if they're going to private schools or, you know, like paid schools, then of course that number rises considerably.
Depending on where you live, you know, the cost of living. I mean, the cost of living in Chicago is different than the cost of living in Omaha.
Sure it is.
And there's just stuff where it's like the minute they walk out the door, you're like, good God, how much? I mean, I already got a text from my son today.
What did he say? For
lunch money. Because he's got an account. And apparently it was low and he went to go buy something. And he's like, Mom, I need more money. So I have to go on the app and like add more money. And then
you got to do it the right way, though. All right. So a while ago, Oliver, when he was in high school. Mm-hmm. He had forgot his lunch here and a book. And maybe it was just a book, but it wasn't something is like, okay, he needed it. And he was very forgetful. So I told him, I said, all right, man, because I was constantly doing this, I'll bring it to you, but you need to shoot me a video and send it to me talking about how awesome I am. I still have that video.
You're the neediest person. You're like, yes, I am. And if you want that lunch, you're going to play into this.
And he did. He wanted it. And then when I dropped it off to make it even worse, he goes, you know, I didn't really even need it anyway. I just thought maybe I should have it. I'm like, you made me drive all the way out. Thank God for that video. That's what you need to do if you're going to give some money or do that extra stuff. Make him pay.
He eats lunch at school. He doesn't take
lunch. I'm talking about the money that he wanted you to.
No. He's standing there starving. He's like, if you don't give me the money, I get, because they won't let, this is the thing that I do like, they won't let anybody buy for anybody else,
okay,
which is kind of a good thing. So you can't shake down your friend, like, come on, man, buy me some mozzarella sticks. Like, you know, like you can't, so it's basically like, it's your meal, you pay for it. So if he doesn't have money, he doesn't eat. And it's my job as his mom to make
sure
that
he can eat. And you have a great video. You would have a great video.
No, instead I got a great text message. Thanks with a smiley face.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
No, I love you. Or I mean, I guess he's at that age that he's not going to be sending you that stuff.
He's not going to send it to me. He says it to me, but he doesn't. Yeah. He's not going to send it. Yeah. Could you add more money on my school card, Mom? Money added. Thanks. Smiley face.
Smiley
about
face.
As good as it gets when they're 15. He's like,
all right, so I've mentioned the Bears, right? The Chicago Bears.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a guy who's such a fan. He is a fan, super fan of the Chicago Bears, that he devoted himself this season to run a mile for every point they lose.
Oh no. He's gonna be like Forrest Gump. He's gonna be running across the country. My husband's gonna kill me for saying that. Sorry, hon, it's true.
Yeah, get this. First game they lost by 3.
Okay.
Right? That was 3 miles. 3 miles he had to run. But now he's really gonna have to run because he lost by 30.
Yes. It was bad.
And it does. The guy's like going, well, you know what? I just decided to do it because, you know, it burns off some stress. And by the time I'm done with this, it just makes me more of a positive person towards the team.
Not after 30 miles. You're like, mother.
No.
God, why is Caleb Williams so bad at his job?
Can you believe it? These guys better go lace up them shoes. Yeah.
No,
it's
going to
be a season. But yeah, I just saw that today.
It is already off to a dark start. And then watching the game with my husband. And I listen, you know me, sports ball, swish. Like I am not, I do not And so for me to sit and watch the game with him, I felt like was really being a supportive wife. I even borrowed his Bears sweatshirt. I was wearing the gear.
Okay.
And you know what?
That's going all in.
Yeah. And still it wasn't enough. He's like, you're not cheering loud enough. That's why they're losing. I was like, I'm reading. Because he's like, you're reading your book. I was sitting next to him reading a book. But wearing Bears gear in the same room as the game was being shown, I thought that was showing up. You he apparently what? Did not think so.
Please
I'm like,
do
well,
this.
I am too busy reading the Vampire Lestat. So yeah.
Please do this. Do the same thing next game. Mm-hmm. The same exact thing, Molly. But amp it up a little bit and put some of that charcoal, whatever stuff, oh, underneath stuff? Your eyes.
While I'm reading.
Yeah.
While I'm still reading my book. I'm like, go Bears.
Please.
It's so good.
And just amp it up every week. Right?
More and more. Like I get like half my face painted. Yeah. And I'm just sitting there reading like War and Peace. I'm like, go Bears.
Yeah.
This is so good. Keep in mind that I have a running record of reading during games that he cares about. Yeah, but
I just think he's not going to be able to look you in the eye.
Now,
if you do that, please do that for this game.
Okay,
if this guy's running a mile.
I will figure out how to do the under the eye thing, and I will do that. But I'm still going to be reading my book.
Just don't. Yeah, still read your book. Do everything that you're going to do.
Yeah.
Because if wearing the jersey and the stuff wasn't enough. Just every week, add to it. Like
add
the next
something.
Week, you could have some pom poms. The next week, you can have your hair in weird style, like a bear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
yes.
Yeah.
While I'm like crocheting, he's yes. like, "You're not even watching this." I'm needle pointing. I'm like, "Go Bears!" I don't know what to tell you. I could not care less.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, God. I think that would be great. I think that would be awesome, actually. So
he's going to kill you.
Hey, what's going on with butt tattoos? You said something about a butt tattoo. Are you getting one or something?
It's making, I can't even say a resurgence because I don't remember. We all know about lower back tattoos.
Yeah, that's that, what's that, tramp stamp?
Tramp stamp,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
whatever you call it.
Lower back tattoos, fine. These are like... on the globes. These are literally
on the globes
tattoos.
On but no the one cheeks. Can see them, right? So
no, but like you're getting stuff on there, words, pictures.
Maybe it's so people don't. Yeah, I don't know. I have one tattoo. I don't have any other tattoos. It's all because of that, the diaper drive and the million diapers that was collected, but I don't, I'm not a tattoo person, but if I was, I would put one where I can hide it. I think
you would not put it depends. On your butt cheek. A butt cheek is like, that is really, wow. I mean, when you are going all in, cause then at that point it's kind of a joke. So do you,
I don't know.
I mean, are you like exit only? I mean, like, this is like, I mean, do you have,
that makes like, you wonder, though, because there's like
up. You know what I mean? Like you could have one on each cheek, back up.
Yeah, the fun stuff you can do.
Born
but it does
ride.
Make you wonder. Do you think like Jelly Roll and Post Malone and who else is out there? Machine Gun Kelly. You know, they're all just tatted like crazy. Do you think that's the one spot because they don't
I
do?
I wonder
if they do, because think about that. The tattoos that they have are for them, memories, whatever reasons they get it. So people can see it also because they're right. showing off their art. But is their butts tattooed?
Or is it
that's
just
a question.
Like,
plain
I
want to
know if their butts are tattooed. No, that's a great question because I guarantee you they probably have stuff down on their pelvis,
mm-hmm.
you know, like
mm-hmm.
that. But there's something about the butt where it's just like, that's a no-go zone. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like, honey, I got your name tattooed. On my butt.
Yeah.
It just
yeah, I wonder. So... I wish someone would ask him that question. If we ever get that opportunity, I'm going to ask. How often do you look at your bare butt? Do you ever turn around in the mirror and check it out?
No. Are you okay. crazy? When am I nude? Right. I mean, you're asking a question with a simple answer. That would require not wearing clothes.
So it's a no.
Never nude. I want to see some examples. Butt tattoo ideas.
All right, give them to me.
Okay, so this is cute butt tats. This is on Pinterest. You can like Pinterest this. Stay wild.
Okay.
So that's one. What else do they have? Some of them are like just normal flowers, stuff like that. It's the ones where you get like the words on there where it's just, it really does.
Like the snarky stuff, like inside only or outside or whatever.
It says love you. There's another one that has lips that says kiss it. Kiss it with lips on kiss your butt. Butt.
Oh, I kind of like it. That. Kiss I my don't. Butt.
If you were making out with somebody and all of a sudden, oh, here's another one that's really nice. Bite me.
Bite
nothing
me.
Like having
okay.
bite me on your butt. You're like, okay.
All right, so
those are the ones that are the most egregious that I'm seeing that are like a little bit. There's one. Oh, God, this guy. This is really interesting. It's a skull where
a skull.
His
okay.
butt crack is like where the nose is.
What? Oh, that's pretty
sweet. So that's
sweet.
It. The two eyes are above his butt. And then the cheeks yeah. are his, like literally his butt cheeks. And then where his cleft is the middle of the mouth.
That's weird. Imagine the artist.
Imagine
on that.
Meeting hey. A completely normal person at a bar and it gets to that point in the evening and they go to disrobe and you are like, what is that on your butt?
All right, real quick on the Post Malone. He does not have a butt tattoo.
Really?
He does not.
Okay, even he is like, butts are off limits.
All right, and then I guess Machine Gun Kelly, you know, he blacked out his whole, you know, for the most part, his whole body, which I don't understand.
No.
That look. I mean, what happens if one day you go, God, I hate this.
Should have done that like seven sleeves ago.
Yeah, I mean, he has half his torso includes the area of his buttocks. And he does this tattoo for spiritual purposes. Wow,
he's
I didn't
running
know
out
that.
Of spiritual real estate.
Well, when you're going all black, I don't know what you do when you go all dark tattoo.
Is it everywhere?
It's like everywhere? Molly. It'd be no different.
No, you know what I mean. Everywhere.
It's almost his whole body except for his torso, the middle. And that's all connected some weirdly. I don't know if you can see. But
yeah, that's
interesting.
Isn't
that interesting?
But I'm saying below the belt.
Yes, butt. Yeah. Oh, you mean like his wiener part and stuff? Yes. You can say wiener.
No, I can't. I cannot.
Now I want to know.
Lady.
Now I want to know if Jelly Roll, Machine Gun Kelly, and Post Malone have their wieners tattooed.
Imagine being that tattoo artist. You're like, here I am. I'm here for it. Well, then you got to get creative.
With the words.
Like, do you have it look like something? And then
when it grows.
Looks like something else? Like, is it like an
accordion? Absolutely. Yes. Weird. How did we get here? I'm glad we did. I'm glad
exactly
we did.
Sure. How all we right, got are you, here.
Are you ready for Fun Factory?
Yes.
Okay, let's do this thing. All right, so people, Fun Factory. By the way, if you don't catch it and you just want to watch a video, we decided we just put it on our webpage, bigpartyshow.com. You can get everything there, including merch, and also sign up for Whiskey Fest tickets.
Yes.
All right, this right here, another unfortunate name.
A former Fort Wayne mayor is getting some national attention. Thousands of people voted online to name the new city county building in his honor.
But that probably won't happen because of his name. News Channel 15's Don Austin is here to explain.
Well, Heather, Mark, the people voted, and the top pick so far with more than 10,000 votes is the Harry Balls Government Center, named after one of the city's longest-serving mayors. But not everyone's on board with that name.
Harry Balls.
Somebody named their kid that. such a jerk. He got elected? That's amazing. I wonder if you just voted for him because you're like, this will just be fun.
Harry Balls. Who do we have, Harry? We have a Harry something.
Harry Styles?
No, I know we have Harry Styles, but do we have a building named after something? What is it? I can't think of
Harry
it
Harry Huruska?
Right.
No.
No. It's Harry. I don't know. Harry. Harry Balls. We'll just leave it at that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sir.
Sir. Your Honor. The Honorable Harry Balls.
This one made me think of you. This is called a Tempting Piece.
This is my impression of a parent who finally has time to sit down and read.
Oh, finally.
Daddy, I need help.
Well, that was fun. Thank you for your time.
He was actually reading a book that I've recently read.
What was that? I didn't pay attention to the book.
It was, oh my God, the Sarah Moss. She wrote this series, Crescent City, and that was one of the books that I read.
Okay.
It's got smut in it. I have to fast forward through a lot of it because I'm like, good Lord.
Really? It looks like a big book.
Yeah.
Giant book.
There's like some spicy stuff in there where you're like, good.
Do you like
Nation?
Is your thing mostly, is it paperback? And I'm not talking about when, because I know sometimes you do books on tape or books on whatever.
Audiobooks. Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer a hardcover or a softcover? I like hardcovers. I think they look great. Softcovers, they just seem like you just throw them somewhere because you don't care.
Softcovers are just easier to read because you can bend them better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But like hardcovers are better to... The biggest thing for me is I need to prop it up. I do this thing where I'm getting ready for bed and I read.
Okay.
And I lay on my side.
Yeah.
And I like to move Peter's pillow and put the book up against that so I can lay on my side and the book's there.
Okay.
So that's easier with the hardcover. Soft cover, it's constantly
not so much.
Like slipping and like falling or whatever.
Okay.
But I can't tell you how many times he's come to bed and had to pry my phone out of my hand because I've been reading a book on my phone and I've fallen asleep.
And you fall asleep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ready for number three?
Please.
This is the male form of Alexa has been released.
Hey babe, they just announced that the male form of Alexa is being released. It's going to be called Alex, and you have to ask it 10 times before it listens to you. And then wait 6 months for it to do anything you ask it to do.
What?
Oh my gosh. She's like, mm-hmm. That is awesome. And then it waits 6 months. You're like, 6 months, lucky duck. I'm still waiting.
And then we got one woman's weird reaction. I need to get your opinion on this one real
quick. Does anybody else have like specific sounds that bother them? For me, it's styrofoam. It's styrofoam.
Oh no.
Like styrofoam rubbing against each other. Mm. All right. I'm going to try to open this.
Oh.
Oh.
Ew.
I'm so sorry. Okay, here we go. I'm going to open this. Okay.
I don't like the sound of styrofoam, but I don't have a reaction like that.
Not
to styrofoam.
Like that.
How weird is that?
The closest thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Wintertime, when like the bottom of your snow boots hit the metal in the car, you know, like when you're getting into the car and it'll squeak as it I can feel it
that
in the
sound
fillings
gets
of
you.
My teeth. Yeah, like I can literally like feel it in the fillings in my teeth. Like I'm just like,
okay,
make that sound stop.
Yeah, because I don't know if I have a sound like that.
Really? You don't have any that just set you on edge?
I don't know.
I mean, there was always
crying?
Like the
no, I'm kidding.
There's like the standard nails on a chalkboard, right? Like the idea that that sets people off. But usually it's a frequency thing where you just like, I can't. I mean, that's hysterical, her about styrofoam. How does she ever do to-go food?
I don't know. I don't even know why they still have styrofoam. Whenever I'm at the clubs or whatever, that you can buy styrofoam things, you know, big giant one packages. That's always floored me because I always thought that styrofoam was bad.
I know.
For the environment. But I mean, there's still plates and cups and everything else that's out there. So it must not be as bad that we thought it was.
I think it is. I think it's just probably a cheaper option. I mean, if you look, when you go to Restaurant Depot, if you look at the price of like the paper containers to do to go and the styrofoam, I'm sure styrofoam, because a lot of times you see styrofoam, it's not from high end restaurants. It's from like a place where you're grabbing a burrito to go.
Yeah. And then plus like, and then I've microwaved stuff in those things and that doesn't work out either. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't microwave.
That explains a lot of things right now.
You're like, you melted something this morning.
Yeah.
Was it styrofoam?
So stupid. No, it was plastic. It's plastic.
What did you melt?
All right, so I went to the Asian market over on Cass. I love that place. And they have literally a million different types of ramen.
Okay.
Right. And I like ramen. And so I have been, whenever I'm in the area, I'll grab a couple different ones, but I don't eat it every day. That's like, I bought this stuff like probably a month and a half ago.
Okay.
I just felt like I needed some ramen. Right. And so I doctored up all that stuff. I just grew up on ramen with my family, you know, my mom and all that stuff being Asian. Anyway, now they come out with these typical ones. These kind of ones have another little plastic package of like little not veggies, like dried up veggies and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, the stove was hot and it fell out of my hand and it melted on the stove. And so I quickly, and that's when I was on the phone, I was like, that's a new way of opening stuff. And then I scraped all the
ingredients
out of it on my hand and dumped it in there. Yeah. That's how
crisis I eat. Averted. Now I just need to figure out how to get that melted plastic off the stove before the wife gets home.
Absolutely. All right. All right. So we're going to wrap up here. By the way, go Big Red, big game this weekend. Also, we'll get in the weeds about they're going to have a parade for Terrence Crawford.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they're going to have a parade. It's coming up. It's not this weekend, but it will be coming up. I don't think it's – is it this weekend? Don't tell me it's this weekend. I'll look it up. Anyway, Huskers play this weekend, so that'll be good. Yeah, I think – I was thinking about this. Terrence Crawford, we have statues of things in our city.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can have a statue of Chef Boyardee, why can't we have a statue –
like Rocky.
Of Bud Crawford.
Right.
I was thinking about this all day today. I'm like, we need to have, someone needs to do this. We need to make this happen.
Like a Rocky type of
statue. Like a Rocky type of deal. Of some sort or whatever. But it's got to look good.
Sure.
And the guy that does him does a great job. I mean, because that's Chef Boyardee, I'll tell you what.
Where's
forget
that
about
at?
It. Is it ConAgra that's still here? Yeah. Yeah. I think it's in the outside their thing.
Oh, I got to check that out.
It was like on the corner of the downtown, on the corner when they had the ConAgra area. Yeah, it was right there.
There was Chef Boyardee there.
Yeah. Chef Boyardee.
Want to let people know, check out the website, bigpartyshow.com. That's where you can register for Whiskey Fest. Go ahead and put in the keyword whiskey, but we want to thank our friends at Bythewood Creative for creating our beautiful website. They've been around since 2015. They're also teamed up with Omaha Whiskey Fest, so you can check out that awesome website and see more. They are tailored solutions built specifically for each client. Think like big agency results without the big agency price tag. Bythewoodcreative.com.
All right, so you picked A... in motivation, and that ended up being demotivation. And that's the second time you've done that.
I have a knack.
Twice. Now you have B and C, and we'll wrap with that. Which one do you want?
Let's
B
do or C.
You want to do C, huh? All right, here is C.
I have no motivation today, but
I do it anyway. I do it up. I do it mad. I do it down.
I do it anyway.
you picked. That I want to thank the sweet Wylene on that one, because yeah, it's so addictive once you play it. This guy has a ton of them, and it's always different dances to I Did It Anyways, his theme song or
real
whatever.
Real dance master, too. Yeah, that's the other thing. Wow. Not only can he sing, but he dances as well.
Yes, he does. All right, people, have a good weekend. If you have any videos, send them to us. You can hit us up on our Facebook pages, Big Party Show. You should be following that, by the way. Become a party crasher. These are all things to do this weekend because we have a weekly newsletter and a monthly newsletter that comes out with some valuable stuff. And then also tell somebody about the podcast.
Please.
Please. We are now a podcast. All right. Have a safe day and do yourself good.